Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
We're good! Streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Kaio Shalotis, 26. Much like Francisco, that's fun to say. Maybe one day our streak leader, Kaio Shalotis, 26, will have Lindor, and I can say them both. But yesterday, the streaker had the number one most selected player in all of Beat the Streak, and that worked like a charm.
Jumps on that one and shoots it down the line, and it's off the bullpen fence. Marte is in at second with a double. That's the third Diamondback hit against Mike Minor.
Ketel Marte went 2-for-5 for Arizona. He was chosen by almost 13% of streakers. In fact, second place on that list was Luis Arraez of the Twins. He of the 362 batting average. And those two guys were the double down for Kaio Shalotis, 26, who has the lead at 35. We are all a bunch of streakers. You guys listening, me, Matt Spiegel, Ryan Porthar, producer, we are flying through the streets butt naked together on our way to the gymnasium. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, a special episode today, the first of three installments of our interview with Jimmy Rollins, MLB legend, TNT pre- and postman, host of the new Unwritten podcast with Ron Darling, and a man who once hit in 38 straight games. That is the eighth longest streak in the history of the sport. What did that feel like? We'll ask. Here, part one in a couple minutes, part two tomorrow, part three Thursday. As this podcast is never more than 15 minutes total, we like being a manageable daily part of your baseball diet. We check in on the state of the streak, which is an opportunity to talk about the hottest hitters in the game as well, as we all chase $5.6 million in DiMaggio's 56. 40 games in a virtual streak is the high watermark so far for the season-long streak prize of 10 grand. A streaker named Allegra 2775 is at 34. Gonzo R is one of three at 32. Five people are at 31, including a streaker named Brent 65, who, just like me, had Bryce Harper yesterday.
Yeah, that one's lined out to center field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Schwarber's going to score easily. Hoskins going to third. Harper hustling to second base. Slides in safely. 1-0 Phillies. 46 RBIs for Bryce Harper.
Hey, what? That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Bryce Harper has a hit in 9 of his last 11 games. I wasn't scared of Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins and told you so yesterday. And he gave up, what, I think 6 or 7 hits. Yesterday, in fact, my daily double-A hit and Ryan's cleverly named the Porth pick hit as well. Bo Bichette. Ryan, you're rolling.
I mean, Bo Bichette, he's rolling. That means I'm rolling because all I've been doing lately is picking Bo Bichette.
That will work. Here's the thing, folks. We know stuff. We better. This thing every weekday of the baseball season that we do, we're learning a lot. We better know stuff by now. Our pick segment is coming up later on. But first, part one of the great Jimmy Rollins here on Beat the Streak Daily. Started out the interview by asking him a simple and maddening thing. Why is hitting so hard?
Oh, man, that is A very, very good question. Well, one, you're not in control of anything as a hitter other than putting a good swing on the ball. You can't dictate location, can't dictate speed, you can't dictate break, none of the above. You can't dictate the strike zone. All those things are, you know, one, strike zone interpreted by the umpire. Two, the rest of it is by the pitcher. And even when a ball leaves his hand, he can't control what it's going to do anymore. After that, let's say you put a good swing on the ball, you do everything right. You have to get it by nine. Well, if you do it right, the catch is eliminated. So you have to get it by eight different people that are paid a lot of money to be very athletic, to make catches. And then have people upstairs that are saying, hey, 80% of the time you're going to hit the ball to this side of the field. So we're going to stack the cards against you. So you factor all those things in, and then you can start to get a little bit of a glimpse of why it's so hard to hit or to get a hit.
I think it's the most difficult thing to do in sports. I really do. I mean, I haven't posted up Shaq. You did a few weeks ago, but is it the hardest thing? Is it the hardest thing to do in sports, you think?
I believe so. You know, they say, you know, a round bat and a round ball that is traveling at 90 miles per hour, you know, vertical drop of an inch to 3 inches, depending. It's difficult. I mean, how do you see speed, right? Like, how do you see speed coming right at you? When you're on the side of speed, you get to see it because it goes by you. But here you are. At, you know, 60 feet, 6 inches from the rubber, by the time the pitcher throws the ball, you're in the 50s, you know, you're 50-something feet away and not knowing what's going to happen. How do you sit there and say, I have the confidence to get a hit? And trust me, now that I'm not playing, I'm on this side of the game, I ask myself all the time. And I still say, I'm like, I can't believe I used to do that. I'm like, I guess I did. I mean, I did it for 16 years, but I still can't believe I used to do that and do it, you know, pretty effectively. That's how hard it is. That if you allow yourself to really, you know, grasp the concept of what you're seeing, you really get a true appreciation of how talented these guys are.
I totally agree. And, like, the ability to be confident when you're going to fail that much, when the deck is that stacked against you, is that you born with that or did you develop that confidence?
Well, I think we're all a little bit insane. You know, the definition of insanity, we keep doing it over and over and over, think we're going to get different results. We're not. Look, if you're great, the best you're going to do is three and a little bit more, you know. but, yeah, it's just, you know, I think just over time, you just develop this, you know, saying, like, no matter what happens, I'm the best out here. You know, I'm going to get a hit. I'm going to hit it over their head. I'm going to hit it by them. You have to, because if you sat there and thought about, you know, the many ways you could get out, it wouldn't make sense for you to try to even attempt to play baseball or to try to be a hitter. You know, I'm going to be a pitcher because the odds are my favorite. That's the side I'm going to be on. But you just have to say to yourself, I'm the best, and I don't care who's on the mound, I can get a hit. And I think that's how you go about it.
What kind of matchups did you think were advantageous for you? Like when you woke up in the morning and you saw that blank was pitching, because we look at a million things and we do, it drives us nuts. You know, we look at handedness. We look at the way a fastball might move. We look at personal history. Like what would make you feel good some morning if you knew you were facing pitcher X?
Well, one, history. Is this a guy that I have success off of? Two, as long as he didn't throw a cutter, I felt pretty good. Cutters and sinkers are just devastating to me. Right-handed, I handled cutters a lot better than I did left-handed. And then sinkers, I handled a lot better left-handed than I did right-handed. So when I knew a guy was, you know, a four-seamer, maybe have a little slider, which was always breaking into me, which is, you know, a slow cutter, so I could deal with that, and a changeup guy. When that combination was there, you know, just, you know, true three quarters, nothing funky, fastball, slider, changeup type pitcher, I felt pretty good, you know, going to the plate. And fortunately, you know, when I played, that's what it was. Fastball velocity, I never cared. It's like the harder you throw, the less time I have to think, the less your ball is going to move, and the more you're going to want to challenge me. I'm a little guy. You don't want to get to Ryan and Chase and Pat and Jason Worth. You don't want to get to them with guys on. So you're going to do your best to get ahead of me And for me, that worked in my favor because I went up there. I wanted to swing 100-101-00 as much as possible because I didn't want to let you get to your off-speed stuff. Didn't work all the time, but those are the guys that I sat there and I'm like, today should be a good day. But don't get me wrong, you have plenty comfortable 0-for-4s out there.
but at least you're comfortable. So
yeah, you're comfortable, you know?
Maybe it makes you more comfortable the next day. See, that's the stuff. I feel like front offices these days are looking at, you know, the swing plane. Like whatever your swing plane was, Jimmy, that struggled with the cutter, that struggled with the sinker. They would figure out which pitchers and which ways to get you. I feel like maybe it's always the case. There's a level that the front offices are thinking that is ahead of what analysts can be thinking on a given day.
Yeah, and I get it. You know, I get the science. Look, baseball, every sport is a game of science. Let's just call it what it is. Without the science, the sport wouldn't exist. You know, how do we know? And we go back, you know, 60 feet, 6 inches, 90 feet in between bases. How do we know that that is the perfect distance, you know, with the human, you know, velocity going up, runners getting faster, batters getting faster. It's still the same, that half a step to get a guy out, that, you know, ball breaking with the rotation, RPMs, I guess, rotations per or whatever, however they measure that, that is still changed. As people have gotten bigger, stronger, and faster, it still works out. So I understand it. The science has always been a part of it. But there's still a human element that I think they don't consider as much. Like, yes, I do struggle with the cutter, but what if that guy's cutter isn't cutting that day? What if the sinker is a little bit flat? This might be the day I can get them, you know?
Yep.
And they take all that to consideration. Now, don't get me wrong, they have all the books, and they like, this guy, this is what he normally does. But he's a human being, and first and foremost, he's not going to be perfect. He can slip. Yes, I might struggle off of him as a starter, right? But let me get into the rhythm of the game, because later in the game, when he comes out, I have a rhythm of the situation comes up, and I get this guy. Not coming off the bench as a pinch hitter, because that's not a role I'm familiar with. But as a starter, I'm playing. And I struggled against him, but as soon as he came out, you know, batter's eyes get big when that starting pitcher comes out, like, give me the bat. Mm-hmm. This is the time that you need me to be at my best. And if I'm not involved in the game as a starter, which is my role, then I might not have a chance to succeed in that situation. So I get it. You know, they wanted to get the best matchup as possible. I mean, the best matchup possible as far as computers and the numbers spit out. But as a human being, first and foremost, I play the game, not the computer.
Yes, he did play the game. That's part one of our interview with Jimmy Rollins. Tomorrow, during part two, we talk about his 38-game hit streak, and we'll talk about beat the streak as well. We're going to get Jimmy playing. That's the goal. So our pick segment is coming up in a matter of moments here on Beat the Streak Daily, my daily AA, the fourth pick, the daily stay away. It's all right after this. Stay here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A Pirates-Cardinals split doubleheader means there are 16 games in a jam-packed MLB Tuesday. Dodgers and Angels for the Battle of Los Angeles is the late game at 10:10 Eastern Time. Every episode of the pod would give you the daily stay away. Yesterday, I used the Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart that gave you Alec Manoa yesterday, and he went six innings of one-hit shutout ball. Today, we like Nick Pivetta of the Red Sox. That pitcher has been really good lately. Just 20 hits given up in his last 33 innings. And get this, the entire A's roster that he's going against, over 46 career plate appearances against Pivetta, they have a batting average under 100. With nearly a 35% strikeout rate. 2 weeks ago, Pivetta went seven scoreless and allowed just two hits to this same team. He's going to be dominant again. The A's are the 29th ranked offense in MLB. Stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for my daily double A. I give you two picks every day. One is anecdotal. One is analytical. Yesterday, I hit it with Bryce Harper and Ty France. Today, anecdotal. The Braves have won 12 straight. They have a run differential of plus 48 in that 12-game span. The hottest hitter the last 2 weeks on that team, Dansby Swanson, 21 hits in 59 at-bats for a .356 average. Braves are in D.C. going against TBA. Dansby Swanson owns TBA.
Who doesn't?
At least Dansby has the last 2 weeks. It's my guy. Dansby Swanson, the anecdotal pick. Analytically speaking, G-Man Choi is raking on an 11-game hit streak. His batting average up to a career-high .284. He's top 10 in average exit velocity on the year. And here's the big thing. In his career against Gerrit Cole, Choi, 10 for 25 with four homers. He was asked why he hits Cole so well 2 weeks ago. He smiled, but would reveal nothing. Cole got lit up in Minnesota his last time out. Maybe he bounces back, but Choi is going to get him tonight in Yankee Stadium. So I like G-Man Choi and Dansby Swanson. The fourth pick. What you got, Ryan?
You just mentioned G-Man Choi. There are a lot of batters tonight with great track records against the starting pitchers, like Freddie Freeman against Noah Syndergaard, Joey Votto against Zach Davies, Manny Machado versus Kyle Hendricks. Something to keep an eye on as you bring up the MLB Play app to make your BTS selections. But tonight, I'm going with a hitter who owns an entire team.
Jose to center field. Castro is back at the track and the wall, and bring him a shrubbery. Two-run home run, Jose Abreu, and it is 9-5.
That was Jose Abreu's second home run and third hit of the night against the Tigers. He is now hitting .344 since May 16th. He's hitting .333 on the road this season versus .195 at home, and he's a career .347 hitter against Detroit. I don't care who starts. It's a bullpen game for the Tigers tonight. Abreu will continue to get it done.
Love it. That's how we do it on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcasts and play the game. Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Just like Wee Willie Keeler said that he was doing in 1895, we hope all your guys today hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!